Let's bring Dwayne Dunn now for his analysis. Dwayne, your thoughts on this race now with the rain that's fallen, what the speed in the race may look like?
Yeah, I had Pondus on top from Floating Artist, but I think the game's changed a little bit. I thought with the rain that's around, Good Idea's got a good chance. I think they'll get away from rail. His horse wants to hang in bad, and I think they can afford to let him sort of be down there, because trying to pull him away from that rail, he loses distance. So I think Craig Newitt might get a nice little toe up here in behind these horses, just be back off them and maybe duck underneath. But Pondus looks the one. He's second up form. He's been in a lot higher level than most of these. The other day, Brett Preble was quite aggressive and made him get on his bike. He had a good sort of hit out under his belt. I think he's ready to chime in today and be at his full fitness.
What about Attorney? Would you give Attorney a chance here, Dwayne?
Not really. I don't think this is going to work out. I just would like to have seen a little bit better run last time. Matthew Smith would like to win the race with his having to withdraw or not get a run in the Cox Plate. He'd like to be able to win this and say something. But, I'd be saying it's harder for it to turn it around.
Hey, Dwayne, just a comment on Jai McNeil, who, it was interesting, I did a story on him probably a year and a half ago, and that was that transition between him becoming one of the real star jockeys. He said his greatest problem had been self-confidence and self-promotion and things like that. What do you see you would have ridden through Jai's evolution from being a very shy, withdrawn, talented jockey to becoming a star of the game? It's been an interesting couple of years for Jai, hasn't it?
It certainly has. It's been a quick rise to fame. He reminds me a lot of Stephen Arnold, his style and his size. Jai's always lacked that confidence. Even now, he's just not confident to make those proper decisions at the right time and come in and own them. And I think that's where he can improve so much with his riding, just to be able to have someone work with him and just say, listen, you've got to put your hand up and be confident out there. Show the owners, show the trainer what you say is what you believe in, and that can be the difference. His ability in the as a jockey in the saddle is he's up there with the best of them. But you look at James McDonald, he oozes that confidence, and I think Jai needs to step out of that shadow now and really man up and go to that next level. Maybe a trip to Hong Kong and a little bit. 3 or 4 months over there in the big league, and just toughen him up a bit and just get him to show that he's got that confidence. And as we've seen, Brett Preble turned back to Australia. He was a shell of himself. He lacked confidence. He, obviously, Hong Kong had sort of cooked him a bit. He was just nearly down and out. But it's amazing what 7 days in this sport can do. And, yeah, Jai just needs to show that confidence that he can exude and get the job done because he's good enough.
Do you think this is going to be a strongly run contest with Starcaster in the race? Pondus, Floating Artist, I'd expect.
Good Idea will be up there.
T.O. may be a bit more aggressive than what he was last start because he received a bit of criticism not getting rolling early. How do you think the race is going to be run?
Yeah, he did. He copped the bake He was in between a rock and a hard place because he'd done the work up the hill. He was mindful that he needed to conserve some sort of energy and probably in the back of his mind thought he was better than them and he could get away with what he did. But he can't afford to do that today. He's got to put his foot on the accelerator at the 800-metre mark here and make this game on. Otherwise, he'll be in the firing line again. Yeah, and they want to know whether this horse is just a genuine stayer or not. So I'd expect him to jump on the gas early here and say, right, game on from the 800 by the school there and make the best man and the toughest horse win.
And is that the point generally, Dwayne, in staying races at the Valley that, you know, you want to get moving as a jockey by that 800? We've seen a few messy stop-starty run races today and jockeys hemmed in and pushed away and tempo stopping and starting. Is that the best place to get going into this sort of distance?
I love it when you see a jockey like Wyndham Each in the Vase just to say, right, I'm doing something unconventional. I'm not doing what everyone thinks you're going to do, and just throw a curveball in there, and it nearly come off for her. In hindsight, in the end, it probably helped the winner out, but, you know, the horse was a roughie, and she just threw that curveball. I think we have too much of these speed maps and, you know, so many people giving their point of view that some of these races become too structured. And, you know, I love to see a jockey use their initiative and just throw that curveball from time to time. Jimmy Cassidy used to be great at it. He would just say, right, hey, let's game on here from the 1,000. Just come and chase me, see what you got, you know. So, yeah, a lot of that now with this new form and everything, we're losing that ability for some of these guys to do that. And the seniors can get away with it because you can come back and say, listen, I tried this, it didn't work. But the apprentices are a little bit more reserved to do that. So I just love seeing a move like Wyndham Each did and throw a curveball at them and say, right, it's not just find formation, 600 quick and up and see who the best horse is.